162 games a year for 50 years. That's over 8,000 baseball games, and this man has seen most of them. Then again, that's his job. We'll head to the stadium to catch a game with him on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Denny Matthews has been broadcasting Royals baseball games from day one, back in April of 1969. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2007, but he says letters from listeners bring him quickly back to the real importance of what he delivers over the airwaves.
Sometimes when it's 19-1 and you're wondering about what time you're going to get out of the ballpark and will this game ever end, you have to remember that there are people who maybe are shut-ins or maybe they're elderly or whatever, and one of the highlights of their day would be listening to a baseball game.
Until recently, Matthews had worked practically every game in Royals history. He's taking a few breaks these days, although he's quick to point out he's really working even more than he used to.
When I first started, a typical game was anywhere from 2:15 to 2:30, 2:35. That was typical. Now a typical game is 3 hours. Well, that's, let's say, 25 or 30 minutes per game times 162 games. A friend of mine and I figured this out about 4 years ago. The length of game now adds another roughly 7 weeks to a baseball schedule.
With 5 decades under his belt as a baseball broadcaster, he has simple advice for those who seek to make their living as a sports broadcaster.
Play the game on whatever level, it doesn't matter. If you just go out in the backyard, if you want to do football and play touch football with some friends, at least you have somewhat of a feel for the game. I've always thought that was very important. At least you will say, well, yeah, I've played a little basketball or I've played a little baseball.
Matthews played college sports with peers who did make it to the major leagues. But today he can say that he is the only person on that college team that is in the Hall of Fame. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.